Good afternoon. You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. Today is one of Representative Greta Johnson's last days at the State House. The Democratic representative from Akron is leaving the Ohio legislature to be the deputy law director for Summit County. Representative Johnson joins me now. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So you were reelected just a few months ago in November of last year. Why leave just a few months into your second term?
Well, I've just been provided with an incredible opportunity to go work for the new county executive. Eileen Shapiro is the first female county executive in the state of Ohio. She's been a mentor to me for 10 years, and to be offered the opportunity to be on the front side of her legacy is just simply once in a lifetime. I mean, the other part of it, Claire, is that we all get sent down to Columbus on a temporary assignment. And at the end of my term, I was going to be 45 years old, and there was going to have to be another job. I just feel really lucky that the next job came to me, and it really is a dream job.
Did frustration at the lack of progress at the State House contribute at all to your decision?
Well, I mean, it certainly didn't help. It has been frustrating, but I also feel like there's never been a more important time for strong voices to be in the State House, especially on the Democratic side, being in the deep minority. There's really no room for mediocrity. So, you know, it was a frustrating time to be there, but it's not the reason that I'm leaving.
You penned a letter yesterday to Governor Kasich calling on him to do more to address the opioid epidemic in the state. So far, the governor's expanded Medicaid, and earlier this year, he signed a bill that tightened restrictions on prescription opioids and made addiction treatment easier to get. So what else do you think he needs to do?
Well, he may have made opioid addiction. He may have created some access, but there isn't as much available as there needs to be. And certainly, you know, I appreciate that some effort has been made, but there needs to be a holistic legislative approach to this. And the governor needs be very specific about what's going on in the state of Ohio. This is a state of emergency. I think what we need is a bipartisan, bicameral committee that addresses the enforcement piece, the education piece, and the treatment piece, and looks at the ways in which those bills will affect each other. Right now, we're piecemealing it together through different committees, and we can end up with new legislation that will not work hand in hand, but will actually work against other ideas.
Looking not only at the opioid epidemic, but at some of the other things that you've expressed passion for, gender equality being near the top, do you feel you can do more on a county level than you were doing at a state level on these issues?
Well, I certainly feel like I'm going to be able to help people in an everyday kind of way, in a way that I wasn't able to at the State House. But at the State House, it certainly is an elevated platform for my voice, and I was able to bring attention to issues. As far as interacting and in an everyday way, you know, it's just a different kind of help that you can do at a local level. And quite frankly, you know, the locals are being called upon to do so much of the heavy lifting with things in terms of the opioid epidemic. And, you know, I feel like this puts me on the front lines of where the responsibility really falls.
Representative Greta Johnson, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Have a great day.